Good evening, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And this evening we're going to be focusing on one of our area colleges and the interrelationship with the business community, and that's Penn State Lehigh Valley. I was doing research for this show, and I was amazed as I went back into the history of how connected and interrelated the business community relationship is with Penn State over the last 100 years. So before I introduce my guest, who's David Janoschek, I'm going to read a little bit of the history of the Penn State-Lehigh Valley relationship so that you get an understanding and a feeling for how close this relationship is. Penn State-Lehigh Valley is the oldest continuously operating campus outside of University Park. That was my first aha. The campus has a rich history of over 100 years, and let me give you some of the tidbits about that. In the early 1900s, around 1912, Pennsylvania State College President Edwin Sparks' vision of the land-grant institution mission was, and his emphasis was, on lifelong learning, and it led to the establishment of extension courses throughout the state. I remember as a child my father going to the Ogontz Extension Campus outside of Philadelphia, and we were in the Slate Belt, so that was a big deal. Through the efforts of local citizens committee, in cooperation with Penn State School of Engineering, the first permanent Penn State Technical Center was established in the attic of the Stevens School at 6th and Tillman Streets in Allentown. The center offered evening courses in engineering subjects. In 2003, so we skip a few years there, a corporate learning center was introduced at the Broadhead Road location in Bethlehem, with the main campus still being in Fogelsville at that time. In 1997 and then until 2005, this campus combined with the Berks campus to be the Berks-Lehigh Valley College. In 2005, due to the growth in the Lehigh Valley, and we're going to be talking about that and some of the impact, Lehigh Valley becomes a part of the University College. In 2009, the move was made to Center Valley campus of the former Lehigh Valley College. For those of you that aren't aware, and there's a lot, and I'm really surprised, that we are that campus that is close to the promenade shop down at Saucon Valley Road. And I'm amazed at the number of people who don't realize that. Whether training for the community, for the world wars, the soldiers' return, this campus has been responding to community needs. In 1950, the State College was the first major university to develop associate degrees, a concept which was quickly adopted by universities across the country. And they were an integral part of the Penn State Lehigh Valley campus. And we're going to talk about some more ways that this campus today is even expanding that opportunity. And by the way, I learned last week there are over 14,000 Penn State alums in the greater Lehigh Valley. And a lot of them are pretty notable folks. So, and one of them is my guest tonight.
That's right.
David Janoschek. David, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
David is recently been appointed as the Director of Business Development, and we're going to talk to David a little bit about that role first. And many of you may know David because he's been a part of the Lehigh Valley and an integral part for a long time. But David, I'm going to just let you share a little bit about your background with our listeners tonight.
Well, thank you for having me again. Penn State grad, 1984. Yes, we are. I've actually been in the Lehigh Valley all of my life, worked in the newspaper industry for most of it, and most of that time was spent at the Express Times and Lehigh Valley Live. There have been a few other things in between, but actually I was there twice. I worked there for 12 years and left and came back for another 10.
That's right. So, okay. All right.
Yeah. Mostly in marketing, and then it ended up in corporate training was the last, which was great. I got to travel the state and train publishers and ad directors on new ways of selling.
And you helped to train me when I was at the SBDC.
That's right. I was very fortunate. I got to meet lots of great people during that time. And then I went to a software company called Active Data, mm-hmm. Active Calendar, owned by Sue Yee, the family that owned Twin County Cable. I worked with them on a software program that needed a little help on the user experience side, and we were able to fix that. And she recently sold active calendar, which was the product. So that was great. I take full credit. I hope she's not listening tonight. But so while I was there, we also launched another software product for ticketing called When Now. So she's working on building that up. So that happened in at the end of last year. So I started at Penn State in mid-January. It's actually a new position and a new department. It's called the Office of Business Development and Community Engagement. And
perfect.
It kind of grew out of continuing education. This has happened at two other campuses, I think, where they're taking what was traditionally more of a reactive department, being continuing education, where people would come for advanced learning opportunities, and kind of flip the model on that so that it became more outreach.
Okay, more focused on the student or the client than the other way.
Well, and it's actually more focused on the business community.
Okay.
And I know we're going to talk about Invent Penn State shortly. Mm-hmm. And I think this kind of came out of that, realizing that, as you had mentioned earlier, not many people realize that this campus exists. And P.S., it is cool. We have a big Nittany Lions statue out front, you know, that you can get your holiday pictures taken in front of. So you really feel like you're at Penn State. And I'm one of those guilty alums that I knew there was a campus in Fogelsville for a while, but I had never been to either campus, so shame on me.
I hadn't been to Fogelsville. I had been to Lehigh, but there's also a good bookstore at, at the Lehigh Valley campus now.
And we have our Lion's Den where we get our pizza for lunch, and we have lots of activities. So it's not just for traditional students, but lots for – we have an art gallery. We have courses for seniors and adults. We have programming for kids and teenagers. So,
okay, and some of that we're going to get into, but in giving our listeners a disclosure, as you can tell, both David and I are Penn State grads, Penn State alums. So if we get a little bit blue and white here, please bear with us as we go through
Forgive us.
Yes. David, you said that this is a new role, the business development and community engagement. What are the expectations? What is your day like? What is your goal, your mission?
Every day is different. Actual job description, when I spoke to them about the position, was very much focused on meeting with companies and understanding unique training needs that they might have and working internally on ways to satisfy those needs. So it could be that, you know, a major manufacturing company just hired 20 engineers from Germany, and they know how to speak English, but they don't know how to speak business English.
Okay.
So it would be my job to develop, work with our internal training folks to develop a curriculum for them. Or perhaps, you know, you have business analysts that need to be able to present their data in a much more attractive, easy to read manner. So they might need training with PowerPoint or design. So kind of taking, kind of transforming the education model and making sure that employees are current with what their needs are.
Well, and I would think in this day and age with technology and the changes that are going so quickly and the communication levels that, you know, I can see where traditional courses from the past, you know, where you go and you learn, I took accounting and I took, you know, business finance and all that kind of stuff. But there never was an option when I was doing that education to help me with my communication. So you're really taking the whole spectrum of opportunity to help a business.
Yes. And you know, we're fully aware with computers running machines now, it creates two problems. You need people that know the machines and people that know the computers, but they generally aren't the same people.
Correct.
So there is that cross training that's needed.
Yeah.
So when I say the job I applied for and the job I currently have, it kind of grew out of that. So when I arrived on campus, my first meeting at 8:30 my first day was about Lehigh Valley Lodgebox and Invent Penn State and an innovation center that we're considering. And at the time, it was presented to me as a makerspace. And I said, what's a makerspace?
Yeah, what's the language here?
I know now. I'm fully up to speed. So the job quickly morphed into building out a structure and a plan for what is now an innovation center that we're looking to locate downtown Allentown. And, you know, when you're ready, I can fill you in on what's entailed by that.
Okay. So now you have listeners an idea of David's just sort of in the community with the businesses working, trying to fill the needs. But let's get a little bit more history about Penn State. We know a little bit about the campus locally and when it was founded about 100 years ago. I was doing, again, some more research. I didn't realize there's 1,460 websites that Penn State has. So there's a lot of research, a lot of opportunities for people who have access to those programs, correct?
Absolutely. It's all about the content these days. And, you know, we do have the World Campus. So you can take Penn State courses from anywhere.
Yes. Yeah. I know in the Alum Magazine, I see some of the service folks mm-hmm. who are enrolled in Penn State.
And, yeah, it's wonderful. And, you know, there's opportunities for to combine the learning as well. So there could be courses that you take through the World Campus and then other courses that you take live at any of our Commonwealth campuses. So we're one campus, but we have multiple locations. Yeah. So that's been kind of a game changer. And I think most people aren't aware that you can actually get a four-year diploma or degree from many of our Commonwealth campuses. So you don't ever have to leave the Lehigh Valley, and you could get a degree in arts management.
I don't know. I like the main campus a little bit.
But some people can't. You know, tuition is sometimes less than room and board when you're off campus. And that Penn State degree is
very valuable.
It can be expensive. So
it's very valuable to have as you go on and build your career because of just the network. And I didn't realize that there's almost 100,000 folks enrolled at Penn State. Mm-hmm. About 40,000 are, I believe, at main campus, and the rest are in the university campuses like Lehigh Valley. Correct?
Yes, and it's a big net that we cast.
Right. I think when I was there, it was hitting 40,000, and I'm not giving listeners the year I graduated. So
I did.
Well, I'm not. You're younger than I am. So. There's, as David was talking, there's the fees. I mean, it's still a fairly good bargain for when you look at some of the private institutions. But there are 24 campuses, and there's also the Pennsylvania College of Technology, which is officially known as Penn College, which used to be Williamsport Area Community College. Mm-hmm. And that's more your technical and some of your skills. My husband is a graduate of Penn Tech. And the student body is basically 64% male and 86% are full-time. That's a pretty good number out of that 9,900,000 folks. But as David was saying, there's things that are available at the local campuses, and you don't even have to go to the main campus. And some of those things, David, let's talk about some of the things that happened at Lehigh Valley Hospital. You have the two-year programs, you've got credit programs, you've got non-credit programs.
Well, and we're continually building on that, especially as we are doing more community outreach. We're working with organizations, and Lehigh Valley Hospital was one of them. They have a prep course that it's not affiliated with the hospital, but it's one of their educators was teaching it in a church basement because he could get the space for free. And it is a certification course. And we met with them, and we were able to bring him to campus. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of another part of my job, is not only getting the campus into the community, but bringing the community into the campus. So the Volunteer Center has a camp every summer for their for kids.
Okay.
And they used to have it on their campus at UGI, in the UGI building, and they would use some of their offices to actually have this camp. Well, this year, they're doing it on Penn State's campus.
Okay.
So this is for, I believe it's middle school age kids, but they come for the day, and they do this programming there. So it's just a different experience. It's a different feel. So we're doing a lot more of that and having people come to us. People use our campus for training, for specific training needs, our training needs. Some just use the space. We have a lot of very versatile spaces that can accommodate up to a couple hundred people on campus.
Wow.
And the whole campus is wired for sound. So it has
all the latest technology.
Video. Oh, yeah. Yes. It has our one room. It has the ability to, I'm going to use the word Skype because I'm old school, but you can actually broadcast a lecture. And if someone in the room has a question, you can push a button and a camera will come to you so everyone can see who's speaking.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And Anna can record those, which is brilliant because as we mentioned, you mentioned earlier, this content is out there and it's always out there. So it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And besides the credit courses, you said non-credit and seniors, there's mm-hmm. things that you're going on with.
There's SAGE program. There's 5 at 5. I'm still learning all of them. I haven't been there that long, but.
Okay. SAGE is senior.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Go ahead,
senior adult. I don't know. Graduate. No, it wouldn't be graduate, would it?
I know it's really cool programming for senior citizens. And
okay.
they bring them in. That we just had one last week, and I forget what the topic was. But
so it's educational, interactive, networking type of program. Mm-hmm.
And as you said, we have so many alumni out there that mm-hmm. it gives them a chance to stay connected locally. You know, my dad's an alum, and he's 84. So if I can give him the opportunity to, you know, drive 20 minutes to come to a program and learn, you know, continue to learn and share. It gives them a chance to share.
And be out there with others and reconnect. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the best advice I give young people now on campus because I'm surrounded by them is always lead with Penn State. Like in your social media,
Yes. You
know, I am a Penn State grad or I'm a Penn State student looking for because there's so many others out there and there is this camaraderie and this sense of
responsibility. There is. I mean, and, you know, quite honestly, I never thought of that when I lived in Pittsburgh and when I came back here. I never thought of sort of leading with that.
Right.
But I have friends who are now in Texas or Chicago or California, and the first place they go is to a Penn State event and start their networking.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just before we take a short break, I want to give you the vision and the mission statement of our local campus, and then we're going to get into sort of the meat of tonight's program. The vision is that Penn State Lehigh Valley is a dynamic, student-centered university campus that integrates teaching, research, and service to make life better, all of which David has been talking about. And the mission statement is Penn State Lehigh Valley provides a quality, student-centered university education that serves a growing metropolitan region, by integrating teaching, research, and community outreach. Penn State Lehigh Valley stresses personal and professional excellence and is committed to individual and intellectual growth, cultural awareness, ethical decision-making, and civic responsibility. Wow. Well, we're going to take a short break after that. I'm talking with David Janoschek about Penn State Lehigh Valley. I'm Sally Hanlon, and this is Lehigh Valley Discourse.
Attention beer lovers! WDIY's Homebrew Fest is back. WDIY is proud to present our second annual Homebrew Fest, an afternoon of beer tasting and music, featuring over 30 handcrafted beers from the Lehigh Valley's best homebrewers. Saturday, July 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Ice House in Bethlehem. Discounted early bird tickets are available now for a limited time. Get your tickets today at WDIY.org. Cheers!
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Brittany, and Galicia to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Discourse. I'm Sally Hanlon, your host this evening, and I'm talking with David Janoschek, who's the Director of Business Development, about Penn State Lehigh Valley and some of its outreach. Before the break, we were talking pretty much about the Penn State itself, the campus, the vision, the mission for local, what's been going on locally. But let's talk now, really getting our fingers into what we're actually doing here at Penn State Lehigh Valley, especially because our business community has transitioned so much in the last 15, 20 years from strong, large manufacturing to tech and small. And we've just been going all over the place with the entrepreneurial spirit. And Penn State Lehigh Valley has been there to help support. And they're continuing by developing some new programs. So let's talk about one of the first ones, which you mentioned early on, David, which is Invent Penn State. What is that?
Well, Invent Penn State was launched by President Barron.
Okay.
I believe we're going into our third year now. And it's the focus behind it is to create transformational learning experiences for our students and graduates. It is an effort to connect the business community with the campus, have the business community come into the campus and have the campus go out into the business community. We're aware, and it's not just our regional problem, it's an international problem, is that as learning, traditional learning is creating very smart graduates, but they're not necessarily equipped to handle strategic problems that are presented very early on, sometimes in a work environment. The workforce is changing, and President Barron and the chancellors of the Commonwealth campuses realized early that the educational experience needs to change with it.
Absolutely. I mean, what you're studying today may not be here in 3 years.
Correct.
So how do you do that?
Yeah. It's learning how to learn.
Yeah.
How to communicate and how to work in teams. Design thinking is kind of the new norm now, where you teach students to work with people from multiple disciplines to come up with a kind of a holistic solution to a problem. So where it was just an engineering class, now it's an engineering class with a little marketing thrown in and some entrepreneurship training thrown in and personal selling, and all the skills are across kind of verticals, if you were. But it was never really taught that way before. You would kind of go to the school of engineering
to
or
major.
The school of business.
Yeah.
It's companies these days, and I'm training myself to call them workplaces instead of businesses or companies or corporations. They're all workplaces.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a nonprofit, it could be a manufacturing firm, could be an insurance company. So they're all workplaces. But we need to make sure that our graduates and other graduates in the community, not just Penn Staters, but that they're ready to face the challenges. And we start that at Penn State Lehigh Valley. They're encouraged to have internships between every year, so freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior years. And our faculty and our staff are committed to finding the best internships and to preparing the students for that internship. So,
and do you help prepare the companies for that internship?
Well, and when we start talking a little bit more about the Innovation Center, that is one of the plans to do that. Let's just say the Invent Penn State initiative has given us a reason to start a lot more productive conversations with companies than we had in the past. You know, I believe it used to be they would post an internship, we would share it, someone would apply for it. And then I don't know that every college spends as much time monitoring that experience.
Yeah.
But I know our faculty, because it's a smaller organization, has the ability to really spend more time on these students and the internships and the opportunities. And we're seeing huge dividends.
I know that when I was on the board of LVEDC, one of the things we had done a while back was try to be a facilitator to help the colleges get interns for their programs. We would provide a listing of the colleges and the contact information. I have to go back and see if we still do that.
I believe LVEDC just hired someone to kind of address that.
Oh, good.
I just saw it this morning. It's like a workforce
development or
kind of a workforce awareness position to kind of work with companies and say, what do you need and where are we going?
Okay.
You know, when you have a department that has, 100 people working on machinery and you realize that half of them are going to retire in the next 4 years, you have to kind of say, where are they coming from?
Right.
You know, and so we're all very focused on it. There's other programs. The Manufacturers Resource Center has that whole "What's So Cool About Manufacturing"
right,
program.
Right, that's a great program. Yeah,
it took my breath away when I was at the event, and it was just
it's
my
incredible.
God. But then watching the videos, it's like, you know what? ice makers can be cool.
Yeah.
We know that guitars are cool, but yeah. Ice makers and, you know, gases and...
Yeah, it
was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, so this Invent Penn State, now this was a university-wide initiative, and the main campus provided seed money to get things started. Is that how it worked?
Well, one of the products that came out of the Invent Penn State initiative was called Launchbox.
Okay.
So there's Happy Valley Launchbox and Lehigh Valley Launchbox. So the Commonwealth campuses were all presented with a challenge to kind of put a plan together. There was a $50,000 seed grant, and so they were challenged to come up with a way to not only use this, but to supplement this. So we had a great team working on it. I know Mike Kreisa led the charge on the faculty side, and Denise Ogden, who's one of our professors,
and
Dr. Kenneth Thigpen,
okay.
who was one of my professors when I went to Penn State, by the way, and
now
he's in charge of the faculty here on campus. So, but I know they spent a lot of time putting together an outline and working in the community. I know we went with our proposal, and we had already had 10 businesses lined up to help us with some of the needs on the back end. So the notion was we would create a small business accelerator.
Okay.
So we didn't want to step on anyone's toes. We didn't want to duplicate anything that was already out there. So there are incubators out there in the Lehigh Valley.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea behind this was that we would attract small, new businesses, and some of them aren't necessarily small anymore, but they would come to us, they would apply, explain their business idea. They already kind of have to have a business.
It's
not just
working.
A notion.
Right.
So what we do is we give them a micro grant based on their request, and then we connect them with Penn State resources. So our law council and our intellectual property council, we have this really good advisory board put together who are vested in meeting with these people individually and working with them, whether they need help with a business plan or a marketing plan, or do they need help with funding. And we do send them to other resources here. LVEDC has some great content. SBDC has some wonderful content and programs and training. We're working with the chamber right now to get the new business connected with the chamber,
network.
So that there's all those opportunities that are presented. And then we also have programming that's proprietary programming. So monthly we'll do presentations and workshops on different segments of business. We encourage them to work together. So it's been really great. We're over 30 businesses that we've supported since we launched.
Okay, now the Launchbox has a physical location, correct?
Not a physical location. Part of the benefit of being a Launchbox portfolio company is you have access to a co-working space.
Okay.
So J.B. Riley and his team at City Center provided one of their co-working spaces in the Velocity building right downtown Allentown, which along with that, there's also presentation rooms and boardrooms and meeting rooms. And
some common space that you can
auditorium.
Use. Yeah.
Right. So as a portfolio company, not only do you have access to that for free, but you're also allowed to come onto campus and use any of our rooms for free as well and use our faculty. And our faculty, they're just so engaged in helping these businesses. And let me just give you an example of the type of businesses. Just this last round, we had four businesses that we approved for funding. So they're all required to do a live presentation for us. One of them had to do it via Skype because she was in California. But one was a hair care line for ethnic hair called Harriet of Harlem.
Okay. Cute name.
her mother, ironically, worked at Orishore and is retired from there. And her sister is the president of the United Way of New York.
Okay.
And she also appeared in Orange is the New Black. She's a series. But she created this hair care line with this awesome story. And she has a book called I Found God in My Hair. That's all these little vignettes about the struggles that she has because of her hair. So it was awesome. So we had that one. We have an escape room that one of our graduates is opening in Bethlehem Township. We had, this one's going to scare you a little bit, a freshman at Moravian Academy who developed an app that called Skin that will identify skin or plant diseases with an app.
Yeah. What year again?
Freshman.
Freshman.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had to actually use a video for his because he was at the MIT Entrepreneurial Challenge something. And, you know, really, it's just brilliant. And what a great family. They came in to meet us and thank us. And then we have Kenneth Keith, who is a student at Penn State Lehigh Valley, who is a vet, and he's a paraplegic. And he has developed a website and a training program called Paraformance. And it is to motivate and encourage paraplegics to kind of go beyond.
Okay.
So he...
To continue.
He's amazing. He's like in perfect physical health, except that he's in a wheelchair. But I mean, he's an exercise fanatic. So other than his... You know,
limited mobility.
Right. Yeah. He's really amazing in his attitude. And there was just a pitch competition that he won. And it was all local colleges that were involved in their entrepreneurial groups. So that was the other one. So you can see we're working
wow.
with a wide variety of businesses and products and age groups.
Yes.
And some of it is so technical and it gives me such a, you know, makes me feel so dumb. And others are just so cool. So that's a really exciting program. And it's just great to see then how they get along and they work together and they try to help each other.
And support each other in their
absolutely,
endeavors.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there are entrepreneurs, so some of them don't quite make it. You know, some of them, it's like, well, we're going to put this on hold for a little bit. But the concepts are there, and they're great. And it, you know, it really gets people thinking outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah. One of the biggest challenges as an entrepreneur or a small business solo entrepreneur is that if you don't have that outside audience to share information with and get input from, you pretty much go in a circular motion in your head. You can't really resolve things.
Right.
And so what you're providing there is a great opportunity for these folks to begin to develop this cross relationship with other industries to learn from and
yes.
to speak to
yes.
and communicate with.
Yes. And our advisory board, I mean, they just bring such a vast scope of brilliance. You know, we have people like Bill Hacker from Arbor. We have Chris LaBonge, who owns his own business. Julie Knight from Morgan Stanley. We have a number of our faculty on the board, including Mike Krysa. So Denise Ogden is also on the board. Bob Thompson from Ben Franklin mm-hmm. is on our board. So they're just a great resource for these businesses. And again, all ages. It's remarkable.
It's wonderful. Listeners, there's going to be a program with Mike in July, I believe, on WDIY, where you're going to be able to hear a lot more about Launchbox and the successes and what it has meant to the Lehigh Valley. And I understand, and I asked David before we started the show, I had heard that the Lehigh Valley in the Penn State system is being well known for its entrepreneurial spirit, that we have really taken a hold, that the Lehigh Valley is really perceived as being a place for entrepreneurs. Is that correct?
It is. And, you know, part of it, and, you know, we'll take full credit for it, but when you look at the ABE
okay.
area and just the, you know, the cross-section of businesses that are here. You know, it started with LVIP and all of their businesses. And I literally walk down the street through an industrial park and you are going to see so many different types of businesses. Mm-hmm. And now with the activity in City Center and on the south side, I mean, it's just attracting more and more. I mean, and you even look at University Park and they're kind of landlocked, you know?
Yeah.
So what a great opportunity for us to bring, even people from other campuses here to kind of really get a sense of all of the opportunities that are right here. I don't even want to say that are out there. They're right here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. We are very fortunate. And again, because of our colleges and universities, that also is a main ingredient in all of this as well.
Right,
so.
Yeah. And medical devices right around here, they are just going through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. It's very exciting.
We love it that they're involving our kids. We worked with them. There's a company locally called Tiber Medical. Really great people, very small. But they had a project that, you know, they had met with Dr. Richardson and Mike about this Invent Penn State program. And they learned of a program that we have at University Park called the Learning Factory, where you can actually, as a company, take a problem to them and they'll use their students to fix it. So these folks at Tiber, they do little tiny bone connector devices. So this particular one was they needed a screw to go into a piece of metal at any angle and lock.
Ooh.
Okay. So they couldn't figure out how to do it here. So they sent it off to University Park and lo and behold. So they, I think they paid $3,500 and it became a student capstone project and they did it.
So, fantastic. Yeah. And it works and then and business continues on.
Yes. Yeah, so that's we're working on a project similar to that locally that we can talk about.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be taking another short break, but I did want to remind you that more information about the Launchbox, because we're going to go into some other areas, will be available in July when Mike Krasha comes on board with Lehigh Valley Discourse. So I am Sally Hanlon. I am your host this evening, and I'm talking with David Yanishek, Director of Business Development, about Penn State Lehigh Valley.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Discourse. I'm Sally Hanlon, your host this evening, and I'm talking with David Yanishek, who is Director of Business Development, and we're talking about Penn State Lehigh Valley, and hopefully a lot of things you're going to learn about what's happening down there on Center Parkway, because it's amazing. David, we were talking about Launchbox, and we're going to sort of leave that alone now and get into what's happening this summer, because it's a really active campus this summer, correct? Even though classes are basically over.
You know, I miss walking in and seeing the students, but there's just so many different groups that come in and out and use the facility, which is awesome. We do have some students, some summer classes, a lot of online classes for the summer, which is wonderful for them. But we also, this will be our second year that we have our Teen Summer Entrepreneurship Challenge.
Okay, so ages?
So it's rising juniors and seniors.
Okay.
They could be from anywhere. Historically, they've been mostly from the Lehigh Valley. I think we had one from Philadelphia last year. But they can be from anywhere. It's a two-week camp. This year, we've partnered with the Perkiomen School.
Oh, it's a beautiful school.
Yes, and so the students will actually have most of their camp activities on our campus, but then we'll bus them to the Perk School to have dinner, and they have dormitories there, and their activities. They have a pool and tennis courts, and they have a very cool makerspace, which I mentioned earlier.
Yes,
it's like, what is a makerspace?
Yeah.
So it is a place for tinkering and for creating, and you'll generally find 3D printers in a maker space and lathe machines, and it's a place where people can build things.
And this is at Perkiomen School.
It is.
Wow, I
and
didn't
it's
realize
part
that.
Part of their entrepreneurship
okay.
program. I mean, we're realizing that kids, and I can say kids, not just college students, but they need to be challenged younger and younger. I mean, there is this bad, I think it's a bad habit of spending so much time in a device or on a device and not enough time playing
or, yeah. or being creative.
Right.
Or, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, Perk has, you know, ahead of the curve on that, and they have it there for their students, and they have people dedicated to running it, and they do community programming in it and use it for their kids. So we're working with them. So this 2-week camp involves some classroom learning, lots of field trips. They will be going out to University Park for a day and seeing the Life Science Center, which I don't know if you've been up there lately. But
I've seen it from a distance.
We were up a few weeks ago, and I thought, oh my goodness, those were tennis courts when I was here before. And there's a big law center now there that used to be parking lot 80. And
yeah.
So for anyone listening that has not been to State College for a while to go, you won't recognize it.
Well, I spent my life on White Field, and it's no longer.
No, it is not. So, so there's some great things happening there. But so the summer challenge. So then also there is they pair up the students that participate, and they do a pitch contest at the end of it with a product or a solution or a service. And we have some great local judges lined up to pick the winners of that. So it's really a great program. It's sponsored, a big sponsor for it is Bosch.
Okay.
They do so much to promote that STEAM, you know, mm-hmm. science, technology, mm-hmm. engineering, arts. And so it's great. And they, you know, they interact with the kids. We'll have someone from Bosch come in and spend an hour and a half talking to them about opportunities there. But we try to really engage different types of businesses in it. So we have Mong Min, who's one of our professors, is kind of working with Sean Yorgi from Perk Yeoman School to do the programming.
Okay. So, what a great experience for the kids.
It is. It's wonderful. And the feedback from last year was excellent. Yeah. So
this is the second year, you said.
Yeah, it is. And there are, I think there's a few spots left. So if anyone's interested, if you go to the Penn State Lehigh Valley website, you'll see a link to the Teen Entrepreneurship Summer Challenge.
Okay, and this goes from June 19th to June 30th.
Right, so it's just perfect. Around the corner.
Yeah, it's before July 4th, so you can still have your vacation and the kids can have an opportunity to really challenge themselves.
Yeah, and it's 2 weeks, so
yeah.
Give yourself a break. Send your kid to camp.
Yeah, okay. So now you talked about teens, but you've also got programs for other ages of youth, correct?
Yes, through the writing project, we have a number of camps, and there's honestly too many to mention, and I did not bring detail on all of them, but they will cover all ages. And also, we're a host site for other camps that aren't Penn State related. So people, I think I mentioned earlier, like the Volunteer Center is
That's
hosting
right.
it there.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of coordination and logistics.
It is. Joy Reed, I'm going to give her a shout out publicly. She handles all of our events with grace and aplomb. She's awesome.
Thank you, Joyce.
Yeah, Joy. Joy. Like Joy.
Okay, thank you, Joy.
Her. Yeah.
That's great. So we've got children, we've got teens. You talked about the writing project and STEM. One of the things we haven't talked about yet that we mentioned a little bit earlier was the Innovation Center.
Yes. So the Innovation Center grew out of the Invent Penn State and Launchbox initiative to, as I mentioned, Launchbox is really focused on small businesses and startups to be an accelerator to move them ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The Innovation Center is a response to a need from local businesses and a desire from the university to create these transformational learning experiences for our kids. So the idea is to bring together this design thinking pedagogy, this pulling people of different areas together to help develop a very holistic solution to any problem. And it could be coming up with that medical device.
Right. Okay.
It could be just a new way to project management, a new way to do things. Big data is something that's plaguing every industry, from utilities to healthcare to insurance companies. They all have their own regulations. You know, with healthcare, it's HIPAA. you know, with I know some of the utility companies that we've dealt with, their problem is they have so much different data on different platforms, and they don't know what to do with it. They don't know if they have the right data. They don't know how to make it make sense. And then once they pull it together to analyze it, they don't know how to use it to communicate properly.
Right. And, you know, we've got all this data and the effectiveness of what it actually means. How do you boil it down?
Right.
It's really difficult.
So the idea is that this innovation center that we're working on will bring together those design thinking folks with the actual prototyping makerspace people. Okay. So that you can actually leave with a deliverable product. So a lot of companies are into the brainstorming and the whiteboarding and the
strategic thinking.
Right. But then I've challenged them and say, now what happens? Yeah. Well, you know, we leave with all these great ideas, but how do you make it happen? So this, the idea behind this, again, it's project based. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, they went to University Park. They bring us a project. We assemble a team that of professionals from the company, from it could be Penn State, it could be another college. We get students involved. We make sure that there is a well-rounded team to address the problem. And again, we're creating content by doing this.
Yeah.
So it's a little revolutionary. Again, we went out and Dr. Richardson and Mike had the wherewithal to, before just putting something together, they went out and interviewed dozens of companies. And that's what I've been doing since I've been here, is we're meeting, asking, what do you need? What do you want?
Yeah, what's not getting completed in the process?
And, you know, the end of the day, they all want to be able to hire the best employees. We want to be able to deliver the best employees. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of magical, and it's something that the companies can't do by themselves. And, you know, they want to see these kids before they hire them, either for an internship or for a job. They want to be able to help them prepare, like, this is what you're going to do when you come work for us.
Right.
Show me what you got.
Right.
The kids want it because they're, again, it takes their learning to a new level.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not, I know how to do something. How about, this is what I've done. So it's a lot different kind of preparedness for the workforce.
Well, and with the pace of change of everything today, it's extremely important on both sides of that equation,
right,
that the kids have the ability to adapt and change, but that the companies also realize mm-hmm. the expectations.
Yep.
Fascinating. Now, most of what we've talked about is community business. And when you're talking about the innovative thinking and project management, has there been any thought to governments? Like, I'm thinking like our cities are having dramatic changes and in population. Is there anything sort of whirling about helping that?
It's always.
Okay.
You know, as Penn State, I've worked with a lot of our legislators just on, you know, can tell me about this grant that might be available.
Right.
And what, you know, what are the problems that you're dealing with? And I still say workplace. Because, you know, these cities and towns, and they're all places where people need to be. So, yes, we are actively seeking out those kind of problems.
Okay.
You know, and there's different kinds of engineering, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
But when you marry the engineer with the marketer, with the data analyst, and the IT person, now imagine what the end result is going to
be. When you pull them all.
So absolutely, we are we're hungry for those kind of projects.
Interesting.
And we know that the workplaces out there are as well. It's not something that they can tackle themselves.
Correct.
We want to be a community resource for that.
And lots of times in those particular entities, the organizational structure, which has been inherited, really does create some obstacles.
Yeah.
So coming to a situation that you would offer where you cross
right.
the departments would be.
Right. And wonderful. Hiring an intern is great, mm-hmm. but being part of this group of interns and your staff and a job seeker from another industry and, you know, it really takes it to kind of the next level. And part of our programming is going to be community programming. It is going to be getting students ready for an internship.
Okay.
You know, asking companies, you know, what do you need from your intern? We will offer that as a course in our Innovation Center to train them so that when they come to you, they can hit the ground running.
Right. And I think probably one of the things that I've seen now at the other end of the spectrum as far as having had interns, et cetera, is just even helping them understand how to communicate, because the technology communication is, although performed in a workplace, is not the best way always to get things done. And
right.
so you have to learn how and to assess
right.
what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
How to ask for help if you need help.
Right.
yeah.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, one other point about Penn State Lehigh Valley that I wanted to make sure, David, that we covered before we end the show tonight is we have 4-year degrees here at Lehigh Valley.
We do. We didn't have it when I was going to school. And I loved my Penn State experience. But the reality now is, you know, not everyone has the luxury to go off and escape for 4 years. Many of our students have jobs here, mm-hmm. you know, in the evening. They're working with their families for whatever reason. There's needs there. And, you know, you can get just about everything. We don't have on-campus housing, but we have great athletics programs.
I just read that soccer is going to an intercollegiate versus a club. Is that
soccer
correct?
Soccer is coming. That's right. And our basketball teams are terrific. And we don't have a gym. We
wow.
use other gyms.
Uh-huh.
So they're great. So there's lots happening. And it is. It's a wonderful experience. And we just, for this fall, we've launched project and supply chain management. Again, as a result of Dr. Richardson's conversations in the community, what do you need? That's a huge opportunity for us.
And that's a 4-year program,
right?
It
is. In fact, we had one of our students was majoring in that at University Park, and they've decided to come back to finish at
wow,
Lehigh Valley.
Lovely.
Yeah, our graduation, our commencement was a few weeks ago, and we had a couple University Park kids that said, I want to come back to the Lehigh Valley. People that started here or people that live here. I want to have my graduation here. We had it at Arts Quest. It was great.
Oh, wow. So they could have participated at University Park, but they came
yep.
and... Geez, I would have liked that.
I know.
I missed my graduation when I was at Penn State. So what are some of the other degree programs, the 4-year degree programs, David, that we have?
I know we have arts administration, okay. which is a wonderful program. We have business, we have corporate communications, health policy administration, IT, information sciences and technology. It's really, really great stuff. And as I mentioned, we just launched that project and supply chain management. So
and not all of the campuses have 4-year degree programs, correct?
Not all of them, no. And some of them, one of them just, I think it's, I don't know. One of them, it just has graduate programs.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah. So they all serve the needs of their communities.
Okay.
So.
And so if I wanted to do a graduate program, I would probably have to go either online or up to main campus. Or are there graduate programs that happen locally at Lehigh
yep.
Valley?
Not at Lehigh Valley, but most campuses do have some graduate programs.
Okay.
And then we also have the World Campus.
Okay.
That has programs. So, yeah, we can pretty much satisfy any need anywhere.
And so the World Campus would be 24/7,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's all online. Interesting. Wow. Things have changed. It's wonderful. Now, thinking about, you know, from when we were at Penn State and how things have changed now, I mean, change is happening much more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a new environment now,
mm-hmm.
coming from another part of the workplace environment. What do you see happening the next... maybe three, 3 years now. We used to do 5 and 10 year plans. Boy, you can't do them anymore.
Yeah.
What do you see happening in the next 3 years in education or Lehigh Valley campus?
Well, you know, this whole notion of transformational learning experiences, I think, is going to shape the future, not just for Penn State, but for education going forward. I see a lot more changes, even with younger kids. I think high schools are changing. I don't know if you're familiar with Building 21.
Lightly.
Right. So, you know, they're part of the Allentown School District, but it's just a totally different business model that they're really, you know, assessing kids in year one, challenging them in year two to match them with a different type of business. We had a wonderful meeting with them, and we're trying to figure out, you know, how does that then translate into the higher ed experience. So, you know, I just see so much more working together, the businesses and the colleges, to come to us earlier and say, let me find your best students so I can make them even better. So that's, you know, that's selfishly another benefit of this Commonwealth campus and Penn State Lehigh Valley, is the commitment and the focus of our faculty, especially if you're a star, to be able to like connect you physically. Like, let me introduce you to whoever.
Yeah, the head of whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've seen it. And again, when Mike comes in, he can tell you some of those success stories where he has walked someone over and said, you must meet this person. They're brilliant. I thought I was a pretty good student when I went to Penn State, but no, I didn't create those opportunities for myself either.
And as we've talked a little earlier, I mean, in addition to the education, just being a part of the alumni network creates some of those opportunities for you if you're a part of Penn State family in some way, shape, or form.
And it really is. We have an alumni association coordinator on campus, Diane McAloon, who's been with the campus for a long time, but this is kind of a newer project. And she's done an amazing job letting people know that even if you didn't go to Penn State Lehigh Valley, join us, hang out with us. It's great people, and we have activities monthly, and it helps our students. You have alumni engaged, and for me, with something like Launchbox, now I have all these other people. I can say, hey, you own this company.
Can you help us out here?
Yeah.
Listeners, I hope you have gotten a really good view of what's going on down in Center Valley at the Penn State Lehigh Valley campus. A lot is happening. David, I want to thank you so much for taking the time this evening and being a part of this sharing of information about business and school and higher education. What's going on? Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm Sally Hanlon, and this is Lehigh Valley Discourse.